Good evening. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KC2NBU,
evening Jeff.
Okay, there's two. We'll start with KA2ZZ, Jack, good evening, what's up?
Hey, oh, nothing, again, nothing too exciting today. Did a breakfast this morning, had some friends, well, ham friends actually meet, join us. And we had about 0.84 inches of rain, a little less than an inch of rain, 0.84 is what we had, you know, from, I think at 10 a.m. usually, something around there. So from 10 a.m. yesterday to 10 a.m. today, that's what we had. And then today it was just kind of gloomy most of the day. Sun came out late. And let's see, we're 51.4 at the moment. It's supposed to go down into the 40s again. And tomorrow is supposed to be kind of a nice day. Not too awfully warm, but sunny. A sunny day, and that's what we like. So, 7-3 swell, hide away. And anybody else not listening on the side? Back to you, Jeff. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, it sounds like you had a good Sunday, and the way they all should be. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Jack, and you have a good evening. KC2MU, hey, what's up?
Well, we got 47 degrees up on the hill here. I went to church this morning and worked indoors today, worked in the shop. I put together a relay kit for my headlights on my veggie diesel. I find that every time the power goes through a switch, it loses about half a volt. And on the Volkswagens, you've got the headlights go through the ignition switch, and then the headlight switch, and then the high beam, low beam switch. It translates into a volt and a half. So if you got 12.5 volts at the battery, you're only getting 11 volts at your headlights. And so I put in a relay kit. What a difference. I had it out tonight. Went to Cuda for dinner for a much better than average meal. And some of Jay's cornbread. And high beams or low beams are brighter than the high beams used to be. So what a difference.
Oh, that's interesting. Got me the LEDs I have up there at the camp. I run them through, they run through a box that has a switch on it, and then through another wire, which also has a switch on, so they're probably losing a half a volt in there, I would think. If I ran it directly right from the battery, that would eliminate some of that loss. Oh, that's interesting. I'll have to tinker around with that sometimes. Thanks for the information. And it sounds like you guys had a good dinner and a good night. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, so myself, I packed up from camp today and got out of there. And I had a nice video of a coyote up on my one of my blinds there, kind of jumped around a little bit. It was at nighttime there, 1:30 in the morning. It looks pretty neat when you see them, their eyes all glowing like that. But we got camp cleaned up. We headed on home. It's kind of still rainy and damp up there when I left. That's about all there is to report here. We're just kind of hanging back and watching a little TV. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black Blue Bay ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Just a quick comment. Your LEDs are all low current. You're not going to get any substantial voltage difference eliminating switches or relaying the power. The headlights, they cost 6 amps apiece. You're talking 12 amps for the two. And then high beam and low beam, you're talking 24 amps. And so you've got much higher current, whereas all your LEDs draw less than 1 amp, and you probably have just as heavy wiring as what I have in my car. Over.
Roger. Trying to think of how many LEDs I got on that one ring on the light up there. There's got to be about, well, each one of them has two LEDs in them, and they go around that entire ring. So there's probably, if you count them individually, there's probably like 40 of them there.
I'll hook up your VOM and put it on amps and see what it draws sometime. It's probably less than an amp. Be interested to know.
Yes, it sounds like one of them winter projects when I snowshoe up there and there's not a lot to do outside. I try to save those projects for that time when I do everything indoors up there. But okay, thanks for the information there, and I'll be definitely interested to see what happens when I do that. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return their frequency to regular MCU. So I'd like to thank Jack and Ray for checking in tonight. 673, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
Have a good day tomorrow. KA2000.